With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in. It's the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on your car insurance, so visit Geico.com for a free rate quote.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
We will do it live, and we are live on this Black Friday.
Wow.
Funky Flashback Friday. Another wow?
Wow.
There we go. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss.
You know,
in for the vacationing Chris Broussard. The big voice Bob was just saying, one guy does this, one guy does that.
One guy doesn't work holidays.
Exactly, and that goes for Chris Broussard, who, you know, big times us, who just can never work during the holidays. But it's all good, and I am, Martin Weiss, going to call this, instead of a Black Friday, because in your honor, I'm going to call it a Light Skin Friday, because you are in.
Oh, man, Kawhi is dying laughing over that one.
But what's happening? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thankful to be here. Happy to be here. Happy to be healthy, and hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Was a little sad. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I know 2020 is a weird year. One of the weirdest things was not having three football games on Thanksgiving.
Well, we didn't have any games on, if you want to be honest about it, because the first two were awful.
I mean, we had some scrimmages, but not having that after the football team and the Cowboys went off TV, I didn't know what to do. I've been interested to know what other people did, because, I mean, for the past, I don't know, however many Thanksgivings I can remember, whether I was with family or alone or doing the big spread or just eating Chinese food, I was watching a primetime football game, and I missed it last night.
Well, you know what? I went to my go-to, which comes on TBS during this time now. It's become a tradition with no football. I watched The Wizard of Oz. Sorry.
Wow.
I did.
How long has The Wizard of Oz been your go-to? Since like 1943?
It came out in 1939, so, you know, it's been out for a while.
I just want America to catch that He caught it on TV. It's not like he has it on DVD and decided, oh, you know what? Thursday night, Thanksgiving, it's a great time.
I do have. Wait a minute. But you ready for this?
You have it on DVD, but you waited until it came on TV to watch it with the commercials.
I don't have it on DVD, but you won't believe where I have it. You ready?
What?
I have it on VHS. On Vudu. Do you know what that is?
Who?
Yeah. Who? What?
You don't know what that is?
Is that
that service?
You mean the streaming apps? The streaming service?
Yes, Vudu.
I've seen it before, but I don't subscribe to it.
So you know what it is?
I'm familiar.
You take your DVDs, and they put them like you take them to them. They put them in like a vault, up in the cloud, and I can access them. So I don't have the DVDs physically in my house. But I can access them and stream them whenever I want.
Oh, so this was just a big trick. You at one point owned the DVD. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
but
that's the point I'm trying to make here.
No, but that was years ago. I mean, I joined these streaming services like 8 years ago. That's how long ago it's been done. But anyway, so much to do, so little time. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Lee DeLapp is our producer. Rob G, of course, off for the holiday.
Another guy who doesn't work holidays.
That's right. Alex Teicher. Alex is our engineer. Alex and I, we've been working since we started doing this thing. We're always on the holidays. And our other third wheel, who always works the holidays as well, Mr. Steve DeSager. That's right. All right, so Martin, let's just kick it off. We got football news, and it ain't good if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan or if you're a Baltimore Ravens player, because the NFL has now pushed that Ravens-Steelers game, which was supposed to be Thanksgiving night. They pushed it to originally, right? It was going to be moved to Monday, to Sunday, I should say. Then now it's moved to Tuesday. So now, right, is it Tuesday or Monday?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. So they moved it to Tuesday. So, and here's the other part. If they play it on Tuesday, which is scheduled to be played, the Ravens have at least 12 players who have tested positive for COVID-19, including, of course, their leader and Lamar Jackson. So the Ravens will be, devastated as far as player loss, not having their quarterback. They've already announced that RG3 will get the start in that game against Pittsburgh. And Martin, this is a mess. We knew that there would be COVID situations and pushbacks and cancellations or postponements and all that. But I'm here to tell you, if this goes on and the Ravens play in the shape that they're in and RG3 is their quarterback and not Lamar Jackson, not only will they lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but the Ravens will not, N-O-T, make the playoffs.
I'll say this. I think right now the Ravens are definitely not in the top six teams in the AFC. They have no shot at winning the division, the AFC North. And the wild card is going to be really tough. But with the way the NFL has been adjusting these playoff schedules and adding teams and taking away bye weeks, I have trouble with saying hard line stop. The Ravens won't be in the playoffs. However, if this was 2019 and everything was what it was, the Ravens would not be. But with 2020, who knows? But Anthony Lynn said it on the first episode of Hard Knocks when he was talking about the Los Angeles Chargers. The team that handles coronavirus the best is going to be the winner of this season. It's not going to be about talent. It's not going to be about, obviously to a degree, it's not going to be about talent. It's not going to be about how good your team is. It's going to be how well you are at mitigating the spread of this incredibly communicable virus. Obviously, we thought that, you thought early in the season that the Tennessee Titans were going to be the ones that kind of like went by the wayside and weren't able to compete because of the coronavirus. But now it just looks like the Baltimore Ravens, who this is happening at the worst possible time, right? Because they've lost their last two. They haven't looked great really since the first, second, or third week of the season. Once Kansas City came in there and late in September and kind of showed that there were tears in the AFC. Because, you had what? I know you love to say it, but Colin Cowherd was saying the Ravens were going to go undefeated to start throughout all this season. Right? So that was kind of where they were coming at. And since October, they've been about .500. And this couldn't have came at a worse time for them, having dropped two and Lamar not playing good.
That's why I'm saying, like, this is like the Titanic. It's going the other way, and I just don't know where this is going to change or alter. I mean, anything can happen, sure, but I don't feel confident at all of where the Ravens are. The way that they've played, we know they played in a monsoon. One of those games that they lost was a monsoon in New England, which eliminated their speed. But they just haven't played well, and you just keep shaking your head thinking that the switch is going to turn on. They're not even close to where they were a year ago when they were unstoppable. And you remember that, Martin. They won 12 games in a row. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was putting it on everybody. He was efficient. He made the passes that they needed. He rushed the ball. They rushed the ball as a team. It was great. And, everything was great.
That's part of the concern, right? Because you have Lamar Jackson do what? In the last 2 years, he was unanimous MVP of the NFL, like, without a doubt, right? Now, he's at press conferences saying they know our plays. They know what we're going to do ahead of time. And it's this Ravens team, like, it's a little messed up because Pittsburgh is undefeated and is in the top of the division, right? Now, if Pittsburgh was in, like, the AFC South, for example, would we be talking about the Ravens missing the playoffs? They would probably back into the playoffs as a wild card or something along those that nature if this was a regular year. But with all this, they have had so many just regular injuries. The offensive line, they lost Marshall Yonder, retired. Ronnie Stanley got hurt the day after he signed his big contract. They're losing defensive linemen and Williams and Calais Campbell. And like you said, the Ravens, when they were dominant, what did they do? They ran the ball down your throat matter what.
Everybody
and it's a lot harder to do that without those big old tackles out there getting in the way. And so I think that just – A, they're not healthy enough to make any real significant noise, like in just football health. And then when you get to like actual world health with coronavirus, obviously it's you know just racing through the Ravens organization with the speed that we haven't seen in any other organization in football so far. So I will say I can't say they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're not a top six team in the AFC. That's for sure.
And here's the other thing: when they did lose to Pittsburgh in that game, remember. Lamar had four turnovers in that game, and that really swung it. They only lost by four. When you give up four turnovers, you know, I mean, you're usually going to get drubbed by somebody, and to think that they were in that game and could win, but since then, it just hasn't felt the same. It just hasn't looked the same, and I'm just going by eye test, not by giving them a lifetime achievement award or just saying, well, that's the Ravens. You know how good they are from last year. No, I'm just talking about just from the eye test, the swagger is not there. They look like they've regressed, you know, offensively especially. And even their defense isn't as good, you know, Martin, as was advertised.
Well, I mean, think about it like this, Rob. They started the year 38-6 against Cleveland, okay? Week 1, 38-6 versus Cleveland. Now in week 12, if I told which one of those teams is 7-3, you would have bet the rent that the Baltimore Ravens would be 7-3 and Cleveland would be somewhere like 3-7, right? If I told you that was the week 1 outcome and just prognosticate that throughout the rest of the year. The Ravens have been a wild disappointment.
Big time. 877-99 on Fox is our number, 877-996-6369. Now, Martin Weiss ain't going as far as I am, but if I'm saying if RG3 is your quarterback and not Lamar Jackson, when they play the Steelers on a Tuesday night, it could be a trash-talking Tuesday or just a getting-trash Tuesday, and if the Ravens lose that game, I fear and I predict that they won't make the playoffs.
Well, you know
that
what
this
else
whole thing will come crashing down.
The thing about RG3 that's interesting, though, just a real quick aside, so Nick Wright on First Things First on FS1 was constantly talking about RG3 and how he wasn't going to be able to be a starting quarterback in the NFL years and years ago, right? So earlier this offseason, RG3 was on FS1 and questioned Nick about it, and he said that the reason why he wasn't a starting quarterback in the NFL is because of people like Nick Wright who was telling everybody that he couldn't have been a starting quarterback in the NFL. Well, RG3... here's your chance, pal, because you have a team right now. And let's be frank. Lamar Jackson has not played well this year. He's not played up to the standard that Lamar Jackson set for himself in 2019. And I'm not saying that there's any type of level of a quarterback controversy or anything of that nature. But if RG3 can come out and play well against an undefeated Pittsburgh team, which hasn't – their record is perfect, but Mike Tomlin will tell you, they haven't been perfect on film. They had some games they probably could have lost, like you alluded to earlier. Took four turnovers, and they only beat the Ravens by 4 points earlier in the year. It's got – like – I don't know.
And they struggled against Dallas.
They struggled against – it's just going to be – I just would like to – that's why I say I don't want to go all the way in, because RG3, when he was healthy as a young player, was electric. And I'd like to see what he can do now that he's – I mean, you have to think he's as healthy as he's been in his career since he came out of college.
All right, we want to hear from you. Is the Ravens season hanging by a thread? I don't think they'll make the playoffs if they lose this game to Pittsburgh. Do you? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard on a light-skinned Friday, Black Friday, on a funky flashback Friday, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard on this funky flashback Friday. Yes, I never, Martin, call it Black Friday, because to me, every Friday is Black Friday. So it ain't new.
This is definitely a flashback. I pride myself on knowing the greatest hits from every era, post 1950.
You don't know this from the 70s.
I've never heard this before at all. What is this?
Born to be Alive.
By whom?
This is Patrick Hernandez.
Exactly. I went to grammar school with Patrick Hernandez. Seriously, he's a guitar player. He lives in Austin, Texas. Patrick Hernandez, I don't know anything about this.
He was at Rob Parker's wedding.
That's right. In the 70s.
The famed Rob Parker.
All right, 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number. And we want to hear from you. I'm out on the Ravens. If they don't have their reigning MVP quarterback in the saddle on Tuesday in this now moved game a couple times. It was supposed to be Thursday night against the Steelers on Thanksgiving night, then it was moved to Sunday afternoon. Now it's Tuesday night. I just, the way that they're playing, where everything's going, and right now, if the season were ended, they would be on the outside looking in, and now they got to play the Steelers depleted. So I ask you, is the Ravens season hanging by a thread? I think they're going to be done after this loss and will not make the playoffs, which will be huge. Martin isn't there yet, but let's hear from you.
I'll say they're not going to make. They might make the playoffs, and they're not going to win anything. All of that is over with. But let's go to Dre in Michigan. You're on the. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Doe? What you got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
That's good. I want to make 3 points right quick. First of all, Rob, you and Jonas are not allowed to work together no more. Y'all are habitual line steppers. That dick and date and thumb and her pie, I lost it. But the second point and I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Rob, when y'all talking about Stafford yesterday. The reason why he changed his mind was because remember what he experienced with his teammates over the summer with that racial thing. So when you kind of experience it, kind of changed the way your outlook on things.
All right. I was wondering, because he made an about face, and it was pretty dramatic.
They got kicked off that field.
They had that moment. They had that moment. Right. The Lions got kicked off the practice field in Atlanta.
Right. All right. That's right. All right. Yep. And what's your last point? You got some on the Ravens? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Go ahead, Martin.
Let's go to Juwan in Colorado. What's going on, buddy? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Doing good. What's up?
Hey, I'm doing all right, guys. I kind of like with you on this, Rob. I really think the Ravens are in trouble. I just don't think that Harbaugh's done enough to diversify his offense, and that everybody's got a beat on his quarterback now. So without that diversification, I just think that they're stale. And if they bring Griffin in, Robert Griffin, he just, to me, he's a guy prone to get hurt because he doesn't know how to protect his body. So whether he can deliver the ball down the field accurately, they've debated that. I just think the Ravens are in trouble.
I do too, Juwan. I think this is – it couldn't be worse for them. I mean, to be hit this hard with the COVID, already struggling, already issues. They weren't ready for the adjustment that the rest of the league made, Martin, after – Lamar had his way with them. I mean, did they really think that they weren't going to be able to adjust? That defenses had enough film on them,
I think,
right? So they had to readjust.
Too, but also they lost a ton of personnel, which them able to get in the trenches and grind it out. Like, I think that is something that people just completely miss. They can't block like they used to. But Steve in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
I don't agree with Parker on anything, but
That'll get you good.
Yeah, the Ravens are cooked, and as far as your buddy, their partner, yeah, they don't have a chance, man. They're clueless. When you lose two offensive linemen of that caliber in the NFL, That's hard to overcome. That's why I was surprised with the way the Rams played when they lost Whitworth on Monday night. So I'm glad about that. Their left tackle played well. As far as Parker, as far as you being a LeBron hater, with the Lakers getting Schrader, getting Montrez from the Clippers, signing Gasol, Wesley Matthews, and bringing back Morris, what are you going to say? Are you still going to call him a washed-up king, and do you think they're going to be the favorites to come back?
I hate to say we're not talking basketball right now, but we'll get to that. Thanks. I'm glad you follow my takes. 877-99 on Fox. Because he didn't call in when I said LeBron's first year he wouldn't make the playoffs. I'm sure that call, he never made that call. But, of course, a prisoner of the moment after the fact, you could easily call.
I'll just say this.
That call was bigger that I called them not to make the playoffs his first year.
Well, you're not going to win any championships in the offseason signing free agents anyway.
Yes.
So, Matt and Gardena, you're Fox Sports Radio, you're on the Odd Couple. What's going on?
Parker, Martin, good to talk to you. First off, the Ravens, you could put a fork in them because they are done, man. They were my Super Bowl pick at the beginning to go against the Seahawks, which also may be cooked. But it looks like the Chiefs are just the class of the league, man. I don't see nobody getting past Fat Andy Reid and my man Big Hose, Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean?
I picked the Ravens as well. I picked the Ravens and the Saints in my Super Bowl pick. And it just, you know, obviously Martin talked about it too. Couple of big players on the offensive line, but it just hasn't looked the same. They just don't look the same, and Lamar hasn't looked the same. And I don't know how they get out of the malaise, and if there's enough time to get out of the malaise, right? Because now we're at the point where there's six games left.
It's moving time. Now is the time where you're supposed to be, you know, playing your best football, and the Ravens aren't playing football, so that's what's going on now.
No doubt about it.
EW in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple. What's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. My take is I think RG3 is going to step up to the plate. I think the way he went out, he's just been chopping at the bit to get back in, and I think he'll be fine. Let me just say, on the Pittsburgh game, whenever they play him, if Pittsburgh could almost lose to the Dallas Cowboys, Baltimore can get him. Keep in mind, they played the NFC East. Every team in their division wants this year, as well as the sad division that they're from, meaning Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh isn't nothing to write home about. I want to get y'all take
on that. But I don't disagree. I said they're the worst 10-0 team I've ever seen because there are a lot of games like that. But if you had Lamar and your players there, you're asking for a guy in RG3 who hasn't played to come in and be the savior for the season. It's just a lot to ask. If you had Lamar
he don't got to be the savior for the season. He got to be the savior for Tuesday.
No, but that's the season. That's what I'm saying. And if he loses that game and doesn't play well, it could be your season. That's what is the season. Because I think if they lose that game, that was a game they needed to win. It would have changed everything, Martin. Tell me if they would have beaten the 10-0 Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Would that not change your opinion of the Ravens?
We'd all be singing different songs right now.
No doubt about it. So that's why I think it's imperative. All right, should the NFL have punished the Ravens for this outbreak? We'll talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo. He weighs in next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Now let's welcome in our guest, Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Frank, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Doing great. Let's start with the Ravens. And should the NFL have punished the Ravens for this outbreak and what's happened here and this disruption and postponement of the Steelers-Ravens game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, once, you know, I know that they said that, oh, hey, we took care of the disciplining a strength coach who wasn't following protocols, but that's not good enough. That's, you know, I think that the NFL made a mistake not punishing the Titans more early in the season when they clearly broke a lot of protocols. They had a chance to send a message then. And, you know, I mean, people will say, like, oh, you got to be consistent. You can't just, no, hammer the Ravens here. Just tell everybody, if you're not keeping an eye on this the rest of the season, we're going to hammer you all the way up to the ownership level. I guarantee you that if the NFL were to tell the, you know, Steve Viscotti over there, the owner of the Ravens,
we're going to fine you $2 million because NBC lost one of its best rated, potentially best rated shows of the year. You're going to have to pay NBC straight. I guarantee you every other owner in the league would be like, hey, everybody got their masks on this week? We're not having any more of this. So I think that the NFL, you know, I don't know what they can do necessarily. But I think that a huge fine, I think draft picks, I think everything should be on the table for the Ravens. They put out the Steelers when the Steelers did nothing wrong. For the second time this year, the Steelers get put out. And I truly believe if they can't play on Tuesday, they should forfeit. Like, this is their fault.
So, just real quick. So, just the difference between the Tennessee and there really wasn't much of a difference between what happened with the Titans earlier this year and what happened with the Ravens this last week, right? The difference is in how the NFL is responding to it.
I think so. I think that the Tennessee, with their, you know, kind of, I guess, quote unquote, illegal workouts at that high school, that was a lot of players. I mean, that's a lot of people involved. This seemingly is more just the strength coach, I guess, who, you know, it wasn't wearing a mask and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't wearing his contact tracing, you know, device. So I guess it's not as widespread team wide as the Titans was. But it's still a violation of protocols, and nobody stepped up. Nobody said, "Hey, this is not right. This is a violation." And I think that, you know, once you start taking guys' checks away, then they start reacting to it. If you're to tell the Ravens, "Hey, sorry, you guys got to forfeit. And you ain't getting paid this week." I guarantee you, the rest of the NFL, just like I just talked about with the owners, the rest of the NFL, the players are going to be saying, "Hey, why aren't you wearing a mask? I'm not getting docked a game check this week." So, I think the NFL is I get what they're doing. They're trying to get all 256 games in, and I respect that. And I understand it, but I do think that unless teams are really, really hammered with this, I think that you're going to see some teams getting lax, and it's something that everybody needs to be on the same page, and there needs to be consequences when you don't follow the protocols.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Our guest, Frank Schwab, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. And Frank, speaking of the Ravens, I think that them having to play this game Tuesday, if it goes down with the Steelers without Lamar Jackson, and they have to go with RG3, who they named the starter, to me, they lose this game. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think their season is on the line in this game. Where are you on the Ravens?
I agree that they are in a little bit of trouble, but I do think their one saving grace is their schedule. Their four of their last five remaining games are clearly winnable. Now, who knows? They're not playing well enough on offense to kind of blow out anybody right now. So it's possible that they'll let some of these teams hang around, get upset in that. And I would just assume, look, if they win four of those five, which they should, they're going to get the 10 wins. That should be good enough. This AFC is tough. There's no guarantee right now. So I think that the Ravens, you know, I don't think they're going to win with RG3 playing quarterback. It'd be a cool story, I guess. But
it'd be a great story, to be honest, if he did, right?
It would. It's just hard to root for the Ravens right now this week, honestly. Like, it is really hard to say, yay, go Ravens because of RG3. I love RG3. I think he's been a fantastic, you know, he had that great rookie year. He got hurt because Shanahan kept him in too long, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just hard to root for the Ravens now. But let's say they lose, as I think we believe they will, against a 10-0 Steelers team. Yeah, their backs are against the wall. Their margin of error is gone, and they couldn't lose any of these games. They, quote-unquote, should win the rest of the way.
Yeah, Frank, I was saying earlier, I think that the NFL, with the way they're adding playoff teams and things are just changing seemingly week by week, it's hard to say the Ravens are just going to miss the playoffs, but they're not going to win anything of significance. But I wanted to ask you, another team that likely won't win anything of significance, but I feel like they have a really good shot to win the division. I don't hear anybody talking about it. The New York Giants, to me, I feel like they're the best team in the NFC East, and nobody really cares because they're not the Cowboys, and they have Joe Judge, and they kind of run like a college program.
How could you say that? The Giants have won a couple of Super Bowls more recently.
I'm talking about in 2020. I'm talking about in the 2020 coronavirus, who's going to win the NFC least. The Giants are not really brought up that often, but I feel like they have the best shot. Frank, I know you finished 33rd at the Westgate. What do you tell me? I'm crazy for buying this. Am I crazy for buying this Giants futures ticket 2 weeks ago?
No, not at all. And I mean, since we're talking against the spread, the Giants, I think, are 7-3 against the spread. There's only a couple teams that have been better than them, which, you know, to anybody who doesn't gamble, that doesn't mean a lot. But what it tells me is they're coming close and they're just falling a little bit short. They're competing hard, and now they've won three of the last five straight up, which in the NFC East is like, you know, the Chicago Bears in 85 going 15-1. I mean, that, to win three of it, they win three of five in the NFC East, my goodness, they should have a parade at this point for any of those teams. So I do agree. Yeah, I think the Giants are the best team in that division. And I think the big thing, there's a couple of big things here. One is the Eagles are terrible. They're a bad football team. I think they're really poorly coached. I don't know what magic Doug Peterson had in 2017, but it's gone. Like, that team is lost. And Carson Wentz is not the player he was, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think Eagles win that division.
They've also had to battle through a lot of injuries. I think they lost all 10 starters on offense this year at some point.
They have lost.
Sure.
I tweeted the other day, Doug Peterson calls plays like I do on Madden, and the announcers call it analytics. Like, he just goes for two randomly, goes for a fourth down, yeah, like, no randomly.
And I think at some point we got to get over the excuses for the Eagles. Like, a lot of teams have injuries. Most of their guys were back last week. That team that played against the Browns, against the Giants even 2 weeks ago, as healthy as any NFL team's going to be by week 11, week 12. And they still were terrible. So they're not good. I don't buy them winning the NFC East at all. And then you look and the Giants have swept Washington. Let's count the Cowboys out. They're done. They're really, really bad. So I think it's Giants or Washington. Giants have swept them already, so that's a huge tiebreaker thing. I do think Giants are going to win this division. I think they're the best team.
Last thing, Sunday it'll be Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. You know, we've seen Tampa, we've seen Tom struggle big time. What do you make of Tom's struggle, especially throwing the football of any distance? 20, he's on a streak of 0 for 22 in completions of 20 yards or more. He has more interceptions already this year than he had all of last year. Bruce Arians has aired him out publicly, saying the quarterback has to play better. That's why we're struggling against the better teams. What do you make of all that? And is this – maybe Tom got this wrong and this isn't the right fit, Bruce Arians?
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you talk about the fit, it's more, you know, Bruce does that. He there's no sacred cows around Bruce Arians. He'll criticize anybody, and I think some of that is intentional, like almost like Belichick used to do. You know, you read about this, that Belichick in team meetings used to single out Brady for criticism because he knew he could handle it, and he was sending a message that everybody needs to get better. And I think Arians might be doing the same thing, but I think mostly with Tom Brady, look, he's the greatest 43-year-old player in NFL history, and it's not even a conversation. It is not even what he has done this year from week one to now is far and beyond what anybody his age has ever done in the history of the sport, and it's not even like there's not even a second place. It's not even worth a debate. But he still is 43 years old. At some point, even you could be the best 43-year-old player ever, and you're not supposed to be playing quarterback at 43. We've seen it now. I mean, so the two interceptions he threw on Monday night were terrible. I mean, it's just that isn't Tom Brady any of us know. So I just think that the Buccaneers, you know, with some of the things they said this offseason, with some of the things they've done, I think they had unrealistic expectations that they just thought they were getting 2007 Tom Brady when that was never going to be the case. He's never going to be able to throw that deep ball that Bruce Arians likes. You know, we go even back to week one, he throws a pick six on the 15-yard out route or whatever it was. He can't make that throw anymore. Why are you asking him to do that? I think the Buccaneers can still be a good team. They're a good defense. They got good talent. But you can't ask Tom Brady to do too much. Again, there's nothing wrong with this. He's 43. Yes, he's going to struggle. That's just the what you sign up for when, you know, you're this old in the NFL.
You know, no doubt.
It's like it's like Creed told Rocky. Time is undefeated. Father Time is undefeated.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is so true. All right, Frank Schwab, man, we appreciate your insight. Check him out at Yahoo Sports. And thanks for joining the Odd Couple.
Yeah, appreciate it, fellas.
All right. Is an NFL quarterback and coaching duo getting their last shot to keep their jobs this Sunday? That's coming up next on the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Black Friday, Light Skin Friday, because Martin Weiss is filling in for Chris Broussard. on a funky flashback Friday. You hear Alex doing his thing, and we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Martin, before we get to this other topic about the Chicago Bears, let's give an odd couple shout out to Marcel, who is driving around in Southfield, Michigan, listening to the program.
Marcel, there you go. Detroit, Michigan. What up, though?
No doubt. All right, let's talk about those Bears. And Matt Nagy, the coach, pulled the plug on Mitch Trubisky earlier, Martin, and now Nick Foles has been a disaster. Like this should come as no surprise. There were so many people who thought the Eagles were making a mistake when they let Nick Foles move on. We know his MO. He played a great Super Bowl game. We know that. He outdueled Tom Brady. He made all the throws. But when he went to Jacksonville to be the starter, what happened? It didn't work out. He was a starter, I think, with the Rams, right? I think before, too, or...
Yeah, he started with the St. Louis Rams. It didn't
right.
work out.
And it didn't work out.
He went from 28-12 touchdown to interception ratio in Philadelphia the first time with Chip Kelly. Then he goes to the St. Louis Rams. And
right.
then I want to say he was almost out of football before he goes back to the Eagles, wins the Super Bowl. Jacksonville decides to pay him, and now we are where we are in Chicago.
Right. So where are you on this? I just wonder. I guess Mitch Trubisky's young enough that he can bounce back from this demotion and just get the job and just hope he can play and regain some confidence. Or if this is a bust and this thing doesn't work, and this could be Matt Nagy, this could be the end of him in Chicago, and who knows who comes in as coach and whether or not Mitch Trubisky or they get rid of Nick Foles or whatever. There's a lot of things hinging on this.
I mean... They absolutely messed this up, but the problem was not okay. So you drafted Mr. Trubisky number one overall. That obviously is the problem in the draft in which Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes exist, right? So that's just never going to work. It's just always going to be the wrong. No matter how good Trubisky is, he's never going to be those guys. So it's always going to be the wrong pick, right? So I have no problem with the idea that we need to have a short leash on our. Even though we spent him drafting number one, spent a lot of draft resources on him, spent a lot of resources to build around them. Okay, cool. I'm not into sunk cost, okay? I'm not going to keep throwing good money after bad. And that, Mr. Trubisky, is bad money. However, what I also am not going to do is take another man's trash in Nick Foles. Nick Foles won Philly the Super Bowl, and the first thing that they, as soon as they had the opportunity to, they went back to Carson Wentz.
Right.
The reason why is because Nick Foles is a career backup quarterback. He always has been, and if you look at his career, there's only two spikes of greatness, and the rest of it is mediocre, is incredibly mediocre. So the problem,
but that's why I'm saying, that's why I think Nagy's in trouble because.
And you know what the problem was? I guess if you want to say the biggest problem why Nagy's in trouble is they didn't bring in real competition to challenge Trubisky at the job. Cam Newton was on the open market and signed in New England for like less than $10 million. You could have had an actual
signed less than $10 million. Didn't you only get $1 million guaranteed? Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying even at the time when you were making these deals for Nick Foles, you had to assume that Cam Newton wasn't going to go for less than $1 million.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You had to think at least $10 million is going to give me a quarterback, and that could have got you Cam Newton easily. And you could have had a real competition for your quarterback position, but now you just got two guys, and congratulations. And it's going to cost him the job and a really great defense.
Yeah, a waste of a great defense, but I thought when they pulled the plug, it was too soon. And to me, Nick Foles is that guy who comes out of the bullpen, you know what I mean, and plays well. But when you give him the keys to the car, he always seems to crash it. And I don't know why people just won't believe in his record and his history, especially when you see everybody thought, oh, okay, this is it. They got their quarterback in Jacksonville, right? And then he lost the job within 6 weeks or something. I mean, it wasn't even that long.
Well, I'll say this. It wasn't. You can't fault a guy for getting hurt, right? He broke his collarbone, but I told everybody that would listen after week one of Gardner Minshew watching him go 40-42 against the team that was eventually going to win the Super Bowl. I was like, nah, man, this dude is he's accurate. He's gonna take Nick Foles' job. I want a lot of money betting that because Nick Foles. I mean, I tell you, With if it wasn't anything as RPO and Chip Kelly, Nick Foles, we wouldn't know his name.
All right, coming up on the Odd Couple, this will be interesting. We're going to talk about Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. Did you watch that embarrassment on Thanksgiving? I mean, the fake punt? I mean, my God.
I saw the fake punt, the fourth down, the fake football team.
It's unbelievable. All right, we'll do that and much more. Hour number two coming up. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
America!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.